Let's see. Massive goal. One day, I'm not all day, yet day in the year, but that the massive goal of the church did go, one whole word to hear. Some came down in scarlet and blue, and some came down in pearl, and that came down the Lord on it, white, the fairest of them all. Gee. I don't like it. They want to sing it.
Yeah, I like it.
She looked around among the crowd, looked most pleasantly. She said, I went invited to the massive grove this night with me to lie. Oh no, to the little massive grove, not for my dear life. For see by the ring on your finger, you are Lord Arnold's wife. What if I am Lord Arnold's wife, as you suppose me to be? Lord Arnold to Newcastle had gone, King Henry IV to see. He called a servant, everyone, and placed them in their row, and told them not to make a sound or hear a horn to blow. But there was one in the company, the little massive grove they will. He clapped his horn up to his mouth, and it sounded very shrill. I still with the massive grove. Hear what the horn don't say. No. I see it. I still let the message go. And keep away the cold. Nothing but the father shepherd boy, though I've been cheap to the fold. But thou art let a foot page or the stand in the eye. Took to it here then when. And every stream that he came to, he smote on his breast and swam. When he came to... Oh, what news, Lord Thomas said. What news that he brought unto me? Lord, I must go to the home that night, and in bed with the fair lady. If that be a lie, a lie, you tell unto me. I will have a gallop to be made, then hang it, you shall be. Oh, there laid the hand, talked over at a length, they fell asleep. When they awoke and looked around, Lord Arnold stood at his feet. Wake up and let the message go, and put some clothing on. I won't have it said when I am dead, I slew a naked man. But I get up and let the message go, and fight for my dear life. And you have two good swords by my side, and I not even a knife. It's true, I have two good swords by my side, and it caught me deep in purse. You may have the best of the two, and I would have the worst. You may strike the first hard blow, and strike it like a man, and I will strike the next hard blow, and I'll kill you if I can. And little massive grove struck the first hard blow, it wounded Lord Arnold sore. And little massive grove, the next hard blow, Lord Arnold struck. Massive Grove could strike no more. He took his lady by the hand and set her on his knee. Which of the two do you love best, little Massive Grove or me? I had not seen that. He turned around and gazed about at the sword. Then Mother would say to her, he cut her head in twain. He turned around and gazed about at the sword ready in his hand. Today I slew the fairest man that e'er trod England land. He killed her.